So there's one thing that they really don't like you doing, and that is to think for yourself. To use critical thinking and research and analysis to really think logically for yourself and make your own mind up about things. And one thing that you'll basically never hear governments or elites telling you to do, and that is to think for yourself. What you will hear them tell you to do is they'll say, this is what we think you should do, or here's how you should act, here's how you should feel about this situation. And you see this as well in the mainstream media. The headlines are things like, this is good, here's why, or here's why you should think X about this. And if you don't notice it, it can be very subtle, but what they're ultimately doing is they're telling you what to think. They're literally saying, this is what you should think. They're not encouraging you to think for yourself and to actually come to your own conclusions, because if you did that, well, you'd realize that what they're asking you to think is absolute nonsense. And the reason that they don't want you to think for yourself is because their goal is to divide and separate us. They can't do that if we think for ourselves, because if we think for ourselves, we'd suddenly realize, oh, well, we're all on the same planet and we're all humans, we all look pretty similar. So why are we acting all separate? Why are we dividing ourselves based on our political stance? Because let's just remember, politics ultimately is supposed to be a system where we, the people, united, we, the people, vote for who we want to represent us, and then they do what we tell them. Remember that? But what's actually happening is the people kind of elect themselves and appoint various cabinet members from their own roster of friends and colleagues, and then they do what we don't want them to do, and then they take our money. As a result of that, they actually charge us tax and continue to do what most of us don't want them to do. And it creates this bizarre situation where we're kind of like paying them to enslave us, which doesn't make much sense. But of course they can't do that unless they tell you what to think about these things, unless they have these media companies telling you, here's why high taxes are good, or here's why a social credit system would benefit you, here's why you need to take out more debt, or whatever the case is that they're trying to get you to think about. Here's why we should impose sanctions against an entire country when the majority of the country had nothing to do with the conflict going on. But here's why that's a good thing. Or the craziest one I saw recently was Apple and Google Pay turned off money for Russians. They just turned off their money. And somehow that's supposed to be a good thing, that they're able to do that. But just think, if they can do that to an entire country, what about when it's you that they turn off the money from? What if they decide that what you've posted on social media, for example, doesn't go along with their community guidelines, and now your car doesn't work, now your car won't start, now your house smart lock won't open? You know, these things were, you might say that, well, it's a conspiracy theory. And of course, right now it is. But so was the ability of a company to turn off somebody's money 2 years ago. That was a conspiracy theory, and now they've done it. And so all of the things that are seemingly these theories, things that we think, oh, that would never happen, well, it would happen, and they have happened. And this was an extreme example when they just turned off Apple and Google Pay for no reason other than the leaders of these countries decided to have a conflict. And for some reason, Russia is in the wrong, and Ukraine's money still works. Google Pay still supports Ukraine. Why? I mean, they're just humans. They're just people. We're all humans. And no humans from one country are any better than the humans from another country. Anyway, so yeah, they don't like it when we think for ourselves and when we criticize and really question their agendas and what's going on. They don't like that. And they've set up various systems to make sure that we can't easily say what we think. But ultimately, if we just stay united and remember that we're all humans here, having a human experience, we're spiritual beings having a human experience, we're immortal essentially, and this is just one kind of part of our experience and our who we are, then maybe we can just stop being separated and feeling so fearful, because ultimately the fear is generated by the mainstream media. Without them, 90% of the problems that you think you've had, or that you think the world has had in the last thousands of years, basically, would not be the case. That it just wouldn't, you wouldn't have any awareness of it. You wouldn't be bringing your energy down to these low levels. And so we need to remember that we hold most of the power. Ultimately, we have the numbers, and we should just be united, be kind to everyone. I can't believe this is actually like controversial to say this, but we should be kind to everyone, and every human being has an equal right to happiness and freedom. You know, we all have that right. That's nothing that can't be taken away from us. And what happened with Russia, with the Apple and Google Pay turning off their money, is unacceptable. If anything, that to me says never use Apple or Google Pay again. I mean, I don't use them anyway, but if I did use Apple or Google Pay, yeah, it might be convenient, but imagine when they can turn off your money or your country's money. Imagine all of the people, you know, the families and the vulnerable people, the old people who've been relying on Apple and Google Pay in Russia, and now they have no access to money, to their own money, because of some political geo-chess move that's been made that they had no control over and that has nothing to do with them. So yeah, to me that says, don't use Apple and Google Pay. Don't use any form of money that can be turned off by a corrupt government. And yeah, when that's what they really don't want you to do, is to build systems and ways of doing things that don't rely on governments and corporations. Because when you don't rely on them, they have no control over you. They have no power over you. And I think this has really been highlighted this year, specifically with the money thing. And this is what they want with CBDCs, central bank digital currencies. They want them to be programmable. And they've said this, the UK government, for example, has said this, their digital currency to be programmable, meaning they can decide what you buy with it. Imagine that, you have money, you've earned your money, and the government says, you're not allowed to spend it on that steak or that bus ticket. Or no, you've traveled too much this month, your carbon credits have expired. No plane tickets for you. No train tickets, no travel. You posted something controversial on social media. Now you can't buy a ticket to go to see your family. You can't buy food. And if this sounds like extreme, or if it sounds like this would never happen, it literally happened in Russia. That's already happened. They basically said, or you know, they didn't say, they just without any warning turned off the money, and thousands of people were just left to scramble to find a way to pay and get on the trains and everything. Now there are ways to hedge against this sort of thing, and you know, reduce your dependency on things like that. But one very easy way would be to stop using Google and Apple Pay, because they can just turn your money off, and that should be really sending alarm bells ringing through the world right now. That too, private, remember, these are private companies, private corporations, Apple and Google. They're not governments. They turned people's money off. That should really be sounding alarm bells to you, but not in a scary kind of way, more in a very, very empowering way, where you think, okay, well, if they're going to be able to turn my money off, then I just simply won't use their service. And if you do that now, then it won't affect you later if they ever do that. Anyway, let me know what you think.